one-eyed Roy was busy trying to keep an eye on Braggs and the local police when he heard the magic of Braggs' hot wire. He jumped the gas and smoked the tires. Braggs took the wheel and they drove through the night. They dropped the top at the Georgia line, and the sun beat down and burned the skin of the red-haired outlaw identical twins. Braggs was a bad seed, mama told the boy to stay away from his brother Roy. But he never could tell right from wrong, and he knocked out his brother's eye with a stone. He broke the law, he broke Roy's heart, but you couldn't tell or tear those brothers apart, except for the patch over Roy's right eye, the cold stare of Braggs and the pistol on his side. This is the story of Cain and Abel. Mama read the Bible, Daddy rocked the cradle, and the baby cried. Roy overslept in the Georgia dawn. He woke to find the car and Braggs both gone. He walked to town to search the streets for his devil twin brother and a bite to eat. But Braggs must have lost his mind to think he could take all the money from the Waynesboro Bank. He shot a guard and the witnesses cried. They saw a red-haired boy with a patch on his eye. Thought he saw was a red-haired boy in a stolen car. Drive away fast, Roy scratched his head and reached in his pocket for a cigarette. The bullet knocked him off his feet, and he lay there in the dirt of that Georgia street. A crowd gathered round that silent martyr. Roy's blood flowed thicker than water. This is the story of Cain and Abel. Mama read the Bible, Daddy rocked the cradle, and the baby cried. Goodbye.